Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila Discourses of Attar. Indeed, there are great rewards, great benefits for us to recite abundant amounts of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a summary and overview of one blessed hadith, our beloved master, the knower of the unseen, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has stated that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, at the outset of this episode, of this silsila, please try and make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum rewards. I will, inshallah ta'ala, I will listen to this dars or bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will note down the important points, try to implement and practice upon them in my life, and teach them to others, to my spouse, to my family, to my children, to my friends and family as well, inshallah ta'ala. Continuing from our last episode, where our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned that jealousy, for example, has been widespread. In fact, many major sins like backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, false accusations, and jealousy, and many others, have become widespread, that a Muslim looks at another Muslim's business and wishes for it to be destroyed, and he should become rich and wealthy and famous. But judging from how our Muslims were in the past, we can learn lessons from this. It is mentioned that the Khalifa, one of the successors of Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Qutbay Medina, Sayyidina Ziyauddin Ahmad Qadri Badri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he settled in Medina Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zima, when the Turkish government was serving Islam at that time. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stayed in the blessed city of Medina Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zima, for nearly 77 years, and his blessed qabr, his blessed grave, is in Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. Once somebody asked Qutb-i Medina, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Ya Sayyidi, how were the people of Medina Sharif before? That is during the time of the Turks. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, replied, listen carefully, a rich haji intending to distribute material among the poor people, went to a cloth merchant. He also made it clear that he desired to purchase a large amount of material. The shopkeeper replied, I can fulfill your order. However, my request is that you buy your material, your cloth, from the shop in front of me. The reason is that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have had very good business today. However, my neighboring shopkeeper has had very little sales. The great saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then said, the people of Medina Sharif, zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'zima, were like this in the past. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless him and forgive us for his sake without accountability. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Ahmad Muadzin, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, I was busy in performing tawaf of the glorious Kaaba. I saw a person who was holding onto the cover of the Kaaba and he kept on repeating this dua. Which dua? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, let me leave this world as a Muslim. This dua he kept repeating. I asked him, why don't you make any other dua besides this? He replied, I had two brothers. My eldest brother used to give adhan in the masjid free of charge for 40 years. At the time of his death, he asked for the Holy Quran. We gave him a copy of the Holy Quran, thinking that he would gain some blessings from it. But he held the Quran and he said, all of you be witness that I am expressing my disgust with all my belief in and all the rules of the Quran, and I am accepting different deen, a different religion. Then he died in this condition. My other brother gave adhan in the masjid for 30 years, free of charge. But in the end, he also died, changing his deen to another deen, another religion. Therefore, I am very worried about my death, about my end. This is why I keep making this dua for a good death with iman, with my belief intact. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ahmad Muaddin, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, inquired, after all, what sinful activities were your brothers involved in? What sins did they do? This man replied, they showed interest in females, na mahram, ghair maharim, and would look with bad desires and intentions at young boys. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from these diseases. Ameen. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what a calamity. Will we still not save ourselves from ghair mahram females or unveiling and informalities? Will we not guard our eyes from people like our sister-in-law, our uncles, wives, paternal and maternal? According to the Islamic sacred law, the Sharia, they are also considered as ghair maharim, na mahram. The sister-in-law, the wives of the uncle, paternal and maternal. There should also be a strict veiling and parda between a female disciple and her murshid. A female is not allowed to kiss the hands of her peer, if the sheikh and murshid is a na mahram, ghair mahram. Beware. An amrad is nothing but fire and danger. To become close to him, to have a close relationship and friendship with him, to joke and have fun with him, to wrestle with him, to hold and embrace him, are acts that eventually lead one to the fire of hell. There is safety in being far away from such an amrad, even though the amrad himself is not at fault. Do not torment and oppress him. It is necessary that you save yourself from such a youngster. Amrad is that youngster who has very good features, a beardless youngster. It is not his fault, but staying away in this lies safety. Do not let him sit in front of you or behind you. Protect yourself from difficult times. Even if there is no bad intentions, embracing this amrad can possibly lead you to fitna, to trials. If you have bad intentions, then to embrace him, even to shake his hand, and according to some scholars, even to look at him, will become haram, will become absolutely prohibited. Protect your eyes from looking at any part of his body, even his clothing. If one becomes overcome by bad intentions, just by thinking of him or imagining him, then this should be avoided as well. If one's bad intentions increase due to being attracted by his writing or anything else, then one should protect his eyes even from such things. So much so that even looking at his house must be avoided. All the avenues that are leading to haram, and sinful acts must be closed, all these doors. Trying to make us aware of the evil tricks and the plots and plans of Satan with regards to Amrits, our master, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, has stated, two Satans and devils with a female, whilst there are 70 devils with an Amrad. It is highly necessary for a person to protect his eyes and body from a ghair mahram. We have already read the worrying story of the two people before. Have you not listened to it? Apparently they were doing good, but look at the end, how bad it was. Please, if it is possible, try to gain more information about this from the many rasail and books and booklets of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawood Islami, on these kind of topics to save ourselves, to educate ourselves regarding these sins and their cures. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, if there are no physical obstacles to a person, neither is there an oppressive king who restricts him, and nor is there any severe illness which can restrict a person, and yet the person dies without performing Hajj, it does not matter whether he dies on any other deen, as a Jew or a Christian. For this we come to realize that person upon whom Hajj becomes necessary, fard, and he dies failing to perform it, there is great danger that he could have a bad end at the time of his death. Whilst quoting Fatawa Razviya, Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi stated, whoever continues to speak while the adhan is being given is in danger of having a bad end. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when the adhan begins, you should stop whatever you are engaged in and reply to the adhan. However, one, if he is walking to the masjid or performing wudu, he may continue to do so and still respond to the adhan. If many adhans are being given, it is enough to only reply to the first one. However, it is better to reply to all of them. What can we say about the fortune of the one who replies to the adhan? It is stated in Tariq Dimishq, volume 40, page 412. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person who did not apparently seem to have many good deeds passed away. After his passing, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to his blessed Sahaba, his companions, alayhim wa ridwan, do you know that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has made this person enter into Jannah, into paradise? The blessed Sahaba Kiram, the blessed companions, alayhim wa ridwan, they were surprised. And because he did not seem to have any remarkable good deeds. Later on, one of the companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, went to visit of the house of that deceased companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and asked his honorable wife of this person to inform him of any special deeds that was done by her husband. And she replied, I do not know of any special deed, but what I do know is that whether it was day or night, whenever he heard the adhan, he always replied to it. Subhanallah. To educate yourself further about the blessings of adhan, about replying to the adhan, what should be replied to, how should we reply, refer to the booklet Blessings of Adhan, which is available from Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawood Islami. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was once sitting near a person who was about to die. The great saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi advised him to recite the Kalima Sharif. Many times he advised him, in fact. But he continued to say, this person who was about to die, he continued to say 10-11. When the man was asked as to why he is continuing to say this, he replied, "There is a mountain of fire in front of me. Whenever I try to recite the kalima, this mountain of fire threatens to burn me." The great saint, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, then asked the people as to what work this person used to do in the world. They replied that he took interest, riba, usury, and used to falsify the weight on the scale. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. The destruction of that person who takes interest, usury, and robs people through short measurement. Those who want to become the fuel for the fire of Jahannam merely because of a little more money. Listen carefully. It is stated in Ruhul Bayan that the person who robs through measurement and weight will be placed in a deep valley in Jahannam on the day of judgment. He will be made to sit in between two mountains and would be told to weigh and measure these mountains. When he starts to measure them, fire will engulf him and he will then burn. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and Sayyidina Shayban Rai, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they were sitting together. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was crying the entire night. When Sayyidina Shayban Rai, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, asked him for the reason of this, he replied, "I am weeping in fear of having a bad end at the time of death. I received education from a sheikh for 40 years. He worshipped for 60 years in Masjid al-Haram, but he died in the state of kufr and disbelief." Sayyidina Shayban, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, replied, "O Sufyan, this was his misfortune due to his sins. You should therefore never disobey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal." It is mentioned that when a person is about to leave the dunya, this world, then two Satans, they come to sit on his right and left hand side. The Satan on the left advises him to adopt a different deen because he comes in the appearance of his father. He says, "Son, look, I am your kind and concerned father. I advise you to accept of a different religion and then die, because this is the best religion." The Satan on his right advises him as well, "Oh my beloved child," this Satan comes in the form of his mother and says, "I kept you in my womb. I fed you milk and cared for you in my lap. Oh beloved son, I advise you that you should accept Judaism, accept a different deen before dying, because this is the best religion." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, there are great lessons from these events. If we don't take these lessons, perhaps we will indulge in all the wrong things, in many sins, and because of these sins, a person could lose his iman, could lose his greatest asset, which is his faith, his iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal purify us from sins. Turn our sins into good deeds. Grant us a good shaheed death with iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, in the shadow of Gumbad-e-Khazra, the grand green emerald dome, and burial in Jannatul Baqi, and neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.